I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. It's cold outside. There's snow coming, and there's ice everywhere.
Frozen side.
That was Becca Stevens. That song is called Tillery, which she released in 2016. And she wrote the music, but it's based on the poetry of Jane Tyson Clement. No season of the soul strips clear the face of God, save cold and frozen wind upon the frozen sod. Yes, we are in the middle of an approaching snowstorm that promises to blanket out the northeast and bring severe ice to the south. And it's a frigid time of year in so many ways. In so many ways. I feel like our country is faced with a blizzard of coldness and cruelty with the actions of the ICE enforcers throughout our country. And at the end of the song Tillery, let us shout and let us sing as the spring comes and things thaw out. So the thing that gives me hope is that everything cycles, everything changes. There's seasons. And right now we are in the grip of a very cold and difficult time. But this will pass, and that we can all look forward to a time when things thaw out and we regain our sense of morality and composure. I'd like to play another song by Becca Stevens called Heather's Letters to Her Mother. Heather Heyer was a 32-year-old woman who was fatally injured in an attack in Charlottesville on August the 12th in 2017, when a white supremacist named James Field deliberately drove his car into a crowd of people peacefully protesting the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. So Becca Stevens wrote a song. She'd been collaborating with David Crosby at the time. And the story goes that he gave her an assignment and said, you know, there had to be some kind of fate between this man, James Field, and the woman that he killed, Heather Heyer. Why don't you try to figure out what that was and write a song about it? This is Becca Stevens, Heather's Letters to Her Mother. This is a live performance from January 30th, 2021, by Becca Stevens at The Cutting Room in New York, New York.
Got a new job keeping me happy, fighting for the rights of the ones who need it the most. It's what I always wanted to do. Love. got so far to go and too little love to go around. People are saying we don't deserve to be here. Well, this is not, no, this is not the America. So, Ma, we're gonna stand strong tomorrow. So every child is able to sing with no meaning of peace and love and liberty. Their home is everlasting. Till we let freedom ring. 'Cause we've got nothing without each other. Hey, Ma, I wish you could see the streets today. Oh, we could cover so much ground when we hold each other up along the way. It's the America we know. So, Ma, you got a new job from now on. You gotta finish my story, pick up from where I left off. They can't quiet us down. And every time they try, we're gonna sing it out a thousand times as loud. But we've got nothing without love. We've got nothing without love. That's your part, Lewis.
That was Becca Stevens live at the Cutting Room in Manhattan in January of 2021. Let's listen to a song by Joni Mitchell.
Justice.
Joni Mitchell, 1994. And I took a look at his license plate, and it said, Just Ice. Is justice just ice? Governed by greed and lust? Just the strong doing what they can, and the weak suffering what they must. That's from her Turbulent Indigo album, like I said, released in 1994. And as we all brace for a coming winter storm that's going to be affecting the whole Northeast and parts of the South with ice and maybe up to a foot or so or 2 or 3 feet of snow coming very soon into our area. So we're all preparing for some rather cold weather. And while we're on the topic of cold weather and ice, I thought it'd be wonderful to hear a couple of songs by Jesse Wells on this topic. He's very quick to respond to current events with songs on the topic. So we're going to hear 3 songs, rather caustic songs, about ice. Join Ice, and Good versus Ice, and Masks Off. This is Jesse Wells.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll help you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of rough. I put a kid in cuffs and zip-tied a woman to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they get a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. See, I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool, there's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the women turned me down, they told me I was a clown. Well, won't you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, they got great hours, join ICE for respect and power. They got a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Join ICE. I've had more dangerous encounters at gas station counters in the Walmart parking lot. But the smaller the man, the quicker the plan goes to somebody's getting shot. Kevlar and jeans, a mask and a gun, and a badge for everyone in the mob. You probably don't need to shoot someone in the face to do the thing that you're calling a job. How's work? Well, they got a shooting women now. How's the pay? Well, there's a bonus if you're wanting in. How's the hours? We shoot them in the daylight, and then we steal them away in the dark of the night. Only the best and the brightest, only the finest get to put on the sacred mask. If you ever been fired, congrats, you're hired for this particular task. Now they'll circle the wagons, drape the man in a flag, and say don't trust what your eyes can see. They'll say it's her fault instead for getting shot in the head when we all watch the same damn thing. I can't tell you what's worse, the message was terse, outright white supremacists or America first. I think they both sell merch. The whole place seems a little bit cursed. It's like somebody might have been living here first. Incels and sellers from a long line of failures underneath rumble umbrellas, daily wiring with the fellas. Cro-Mag, MAGA, hate cave dwellers. The tale is older than the tellers. The tale is older than old Yeller. The internet is incarnate, manifested, given birth. There's some spillage in a village not far from where I'm living here on Earth. It's a disgrace to the natural state. There ain't much that ain't. Hey, Bill. Hey, Billy. Hey, Sarah. Hey, Tom. Hey, Mike. Everything is constantly unlike anything you've ever seen before. Everything is greater than it's ever been before. Pardon the progress. Hate is part of the process. Catastrophic nostalgia. And delusions of freedom. I think we ate the last apple in the Garden of Eden. All the masks are off and they don't even try. They know that you know that they know and they don't even mind it. All the masks are off and they're getting lazy. They think you're so damn stupid. They think you're so damn crazy. Killing people from a distance in an instance of the insistence of a president with a blackmail gun to his head for the fun that he had in the dark ages. Pages and pages and pages and pages. I thought they'd get away with it. The minimum wage is outrage with it. Gonna burn somebody at the stake for it. Fruit of the doom, oranges and grapes. Hold on to your vapes, kids. Icicles and alligators and blood traitors and purveyors of strange behaviors and masqueraders and masked invaders. And layers and layers and layers. Be good to your God. Good to your bear, take your aspirin and your Roundup, and say all your prayers. The loogie of factions that the nation has hacked is boiling and festering and stabbing itself in the back. Who here is surprised by that? Who here is blown aghast? If you want to know the future, simply look into the past. All the masks are off and they don't even try. They know that you know that they know and they don't even mind it. All the masks are off and they're getting lazy. They think you're so damn stupid. They think you're so damn crazy.
Jesse Wells, masks off. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill, listening local. And it's public radio. I think it's pretty astounding that that I have this platform, that I can share some of the most inspiring music that means so much to me, that I can share it with you and interpret it through my particular lens. And right now, there's a lot of anger in the air. That last song by Jesse Wells, it's dense, like a Faulkner novel or something. So the idea is the season. We are in the middle of the height of winter, and there is snow on the ground, and there's more snow expected. I hope that you plan to stay warm, because it's going to be blanketed, not just here in the Northeast, but in the South. It seems like the winter is a great time for memories. You know, you're inside, and all of your thoughts can turn into sorting through the treasures, the memories that you have from your past. And, you know, I was alive in the 60s when the civil rights movement was beginning, when the idea of vegetarianism was considered outlandish, at the beginning of the peace movement and the environmental movement. Well, Judy Collins has written a song about that time period, and I just find it very comforting and beautiful to hear. She's released an album called Spellbound, and the song is called So Alive. This is Judy Collins.
I was overcast, found my peace in whiskey and searching for the answers in the booze and the marquee. What is left of Greenwich Village lives among your songs, the ones we thought were always right and never would be wrong. Now sometimes the only thing that gives me hope is you. You who saw right through the veil that fell out of the blue. I will always miss you. I will always hear your songs. Now the past is fading, one more dream and it is gone. Spring was on my mind, guitars on McDougal Street, sandals in the snow. I am still in love with you, I was the last to know.
This is Radio Catskill. I'm Jason Dole. Pausing for a moment during another great edition of Kathy Geary's Now and Then, an episode reflecting on the coming winter storm. I'm interrupting just to bring you some more details on that storm, because there is a winter storm warning for our listening area starting in the overnight hours going until 7 Monday evening. The warning starts at 1 a.m. in most of our listening area. In Ulster County, it starts at 7 a.m. At least a foot of snow is expected during this storm starting early tomorrow morning as the system moves into our area from the southwest. Heavy snowfall with rates up to 1 to 2 inches per hour will reduce visibility and make travel difficult to impossible, especially during the storm's peak tomorrow afternoon, evening, and tomorrow night. National Weather Service is calling for total accumulations between 12 and 18 inches of snow. Hudson Valley Weather says that could be as much as 18 to 24 inches of snow in the highest parts of the Catskills. And that's the upper Catskills that touch on Delaware, Sullivan, Ulster, and Greene counties. Temperatures will also remain in the single digits through most of the storm. So it'll be a bitter cold snowstorm. If you must go outside, dress in layers and cover exposed skin to reduce risk of frostbite or hypothermia. Keep listening to Radio Catskill for updates. Let's go back to Now and Then with Kathy Geary. Thank you.
time of year it is chosen. Now the frost and fire, and now the sea is frozen.
Get it back. I wanna be the lighthouse. bring all of you together, bring it out in a song. Teach him to fight. I want to tell him this has happened before. Don't let it happen again.
Powerful song was by Stevie Nicks. She released that song in September of 2024. So we had a few songs before that. Right before that, we heard Winter Wind. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, Sandy Denny, was in a folk rock band called Fotheringay, and they released their only album in June of 1970. Before that, we heard a track from Sting's Nothing Like the Sun, released in 1987, the song called Fragile. And we started that set with Judy Collins, the song called So Alive, from her Spellbound album, released in February of 2022. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And the theme for me that runs through these songs is the combination of the season that we're in, the winter, the coldness, the frigidness, the stiffness of everything, and then the feeling of a cultural coldness and a political anxiety and tension that seems to be represented by the idea of cold and winter. And so trying to find warmth in times like this is very important. Trying to go about your normal life and stay warm in the coming snowstorm. But, you know, the sense of normalcy and warmth, the idea that the winter is just a season that will pass. This is a song from Coldplay called Everyday Life.
Look at what everybody is going through. What kind of world do you want it to be? Am I the future or the history? Cause everyone hurts, everyone cries. Everyone tells each other all kinds of lies. Everyone falls, everybody dreams and doubts. Got to keep dancing when the lights go out. My brother, not my enemy. Cause everyone hurts, everyone cries. Everyone sees the color in each other's eyes. Everyone loves, everybody gets their hearts ripped.
We just heard three songs from the Coldplay album, Everyday Life, followed by Broken, and then When I Need a Friend. That was released in 2019. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. I hope that you have an easy, comfortable, and warm time during these upcoming snowstorms that we're heading our way. And if not, I hope you find warm shelter somewhere. Once again, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's oldest independent community bank, offering deposit and loan products for more than 110 years. Members FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. More information at jeff.bank. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund, and from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
This is Radio Catskill. A winter storm warning goes through the day tomorrow until 7 Monday evening for our listening area. Snow starts early tomorrow morning as the system moves in from the southwest. Snowfall heavy at times, making travel treacherous. Total accumulations 12 to 18 inches, possibly up to 2 feet in the highest parts of the Catskills. It will be bitter cold throughout this storm. If you must go outside, dress in layers and cover exposed skin to avoid frostbite. This is Radio Catskill.
This week on This American Life, Alan cut down two trees in his front yard. And when he did, he made some enemies.
There was this crow sitting in the front lawn. And as soon as the crow was out of my sight, that's when I got this thump on the back of my head.
Crows are vengeful. They hold grudges. Alan tried to make amends. But is that possible with an angry bird? This week.
This American Life, tonight at 6 on Radio Catskill. WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.